Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Let's go. It's time for some Cowboys Twitter here. Top tweets going viral. And there's a little bit of breaking news. An update on a story segment is brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. It's brought to you by the Frankels. Life is unpredictable. Accidents happen. If you or a loved one has been injured in a car truck wreck due to somebody's negligence, call the Frankels and get a free consultation. 214 or 817-333-3333. Hit frankelfirm.com. Source saying Prime would consider leaving Colorado if the team drafting Shador wants him as the head coach. I've been assuming that, you know.
Yeah.
I think this is confirmation, though. And obviously the Cowboys would have to be on the top of that list. We were talking about it earlier. You know, if the Cowboys would decide to draft a quarterback this year, you'd have Dak at $90 million next year. If you don't flip a switch on that, that's a huge cap hit. But if you could find a way to sit through that and then emerge on the other end with a Dak contract that's a lot more tradable or releasable, would it be worth it to take a quarterback now if you could also secure Deion Sanders? I would love it. I think that would be an awesome story. I don't know that the advantage of Deion applies in the NFL like it does in college. You know, the attraction of Deion in college is, well, we got to send our kid to play sports somewhere. They're going to get somewhere between a couple hundred grand and $10 million. And prime time? You kidding me? You know, at Colorado, especially if it's, a defensive back or somebody, a high-profile player that could benefit from the social media spotlight. Like, that's the only thing you get in the NFL. And that's more Jerry, right? That's more Jerry benefiting from Deion's marketability and the brand and the image and all that than Deion acquiring players with that celebrity. So, you know, I don't know if it would, if it's possible still. I think if it was 1 year later, it would be significantly more possible. I just feel like we would need some sort of revelation on the Cowboys side that they want to move on from Dak Prescott. And I don't think we've even heard any sort of an inside whisper. No, the only thing that I've heard is, you know, 5 years or so ago when they were negotiating that second contract, of Jerry asking, you know, people, are we sure this is our guy?
That's true.
You know, but other than that, there has not even been a crack in that confidence in the guy. But if I'm an NFL team and I'm building, I know we're not winning it next year. I need a quarterback and I'm picking 7th, 12th. I'm going to take Deion up on that opportunity because we can get a quarterback that would go higher, but he's going to make them hold off or trade him to you. You know, I think that's a unique opportunity. What would you guys add to this discussion?
Well, I wonder if they wanted to go about it now and just say, hey, we'll take Deion as our coach and we'll draft Shador. Like, I wonder if Dak would just say, okay, then just trade me.
Yeah.
You know, maybe he's got the no trade clause, so he would obviously have to sign off on anything like that. But I wonder if he would just say, like, okay, like literally the guy who's about to replace me, his dad is my coach. Like, I just don't even want to be here. And yeah. I don't know what the salary cap ramifications of that would be, like trading Dak. I'm sure they would be pretty lofty. But anything's maneuverable. I mean, we've seen teams eat plenty of dead money now from Russell Wilson with the Broncos, Carson Wentz a few years ago with the Eagles. Like, teams are willing to eat plenty of dollars there.
Yeah.
So, but I still don't see how the Cowboys end up doing that.
No, that would be just such a departure from their priorities.
Yeah, I'd very much be, I actually would be very interested. I don't know that you're going to get this high again in the draft. That's always been the fallback when we talk about the Cowboys and drafting quarterbacks. Are they ever going to be in a position to be in the top 10 to take one? And now this year, it's kind of gifted you in an area where you're probably going to be. And now you're in an even more rare situation where that player possibly isn't guaranteed to go higher than you because of the uniqueness of Dion and the father son, and he might have the power to pull what we saw the Mannings do and say, this is the spot we are going to, and make it happen to where you can land him. I think it would be fascinating. I'd love to see what Dion could do as an NFL head coach. People said that it wouldn't work in college. He's got the Buffaloes on the verge of possibly winning a Big 12 championship. Yeah. The dude can coach. Okay. So, you know, people that don't like him, that's fine. But I would be interested. If you're going to flirt with the idea of Jason Witten, which apparently I think is very real there, I don't know why you wouldn't consider Dion. Dion, to me, is a lot more well-established, having just been a head coach at a Power 5 college team, than a dude who's coaching private school high school football right now.
I mean, it's the same as college, right? If you feel like you need a quarterback for the future, and there's Dion saying, hey, I want to go coach my kid in college, I think a number of places would be interested in that relationship. What would be your perspective, Brian, working NFL personnel?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's going to be difficult to navigate that. I really do, because I think somebody will draft him. And a smart team ahead of you would draft him and make Dallas trade for him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, they would hold Dallas up. You know, how bad do you want him?
Yeah, especially because Dion would already be the coach of whatever team before the draft. So now it's like the whatever team has Dion, they're like, we've gone all in on this. We have to give up whatever it takes to get Shadur.
I would absolutely hold you up if I was ahead of you.
Yeah,
I would. I mean, you know, you're picking up here. You're normally picking 25, 26, 27. Now you're picking fifth. You know, I'm going to hold you up for some of your picks you got in this draft.
I think that the fan base that realistically should be excited about this is the Raiders.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen all that stuff as well. I mean, there's a lot of hype building with the Raiders. But Dion's even said he likes Antonio Pierce. That might be one where Dion would stay in Colorado, and he's just cool with Shador going to plant for AP there and the Raiders.
Could I ask you guys a question?
Yeah.
And I just was curious, because we're talking about coaches. If you had to take an old coach, who would you take between, say, Bill Belichick and Nick Saban?
Wow, I think I like the idea of Nick Saban. That's a guy who has shown year after year at Alabama he can restock the coaching pipeline. It's a rehabilitation center for coaches that, okay, you're casted off, come here, and we'll figure it out. And he understands also the new age way of doing offense. Bill Belichick, I have no inkling that he's actually has any understanding of that.
Yeah, that would be the hit for me, is that he showed, 5 or 6 years ago at Bama, like, hey, our boring offense and playing great defense isn't winning the championship anymore. We got to get high octane. Right. And they quickly transitioned into that. So, I think Chief nailed it.
And even Saban, like, it wasn't like he was terrible when he went to the Dolphins. His first year there, they were 9-7.
9-7, okay.
And then that's Miami, where they had, I mean, they swung and missed on Dante Culpepper for sure.
Yeah.
But I mean, with bad quarterbacks, he was 500 or better.
I just feel like that he, you know, maybe I thought this, I thought with Urban Meyer, you know, my kind of like, okay, maybe interview Urban Meyer for that job, like before McCarthy took it, kind of a thing.
Yeah, I was with you on that too. But, and then he went and kicked the kicker, and I was like, crap.
But now, I think if I was Jerry Jones and I was changing my coach, I'd go talk to Nick Saban to see if I could make him. Nick Saban's like a young 70-year-old guy, but he makes everybody accountable in the organization. Knows personnel, has structure, you know. I feel like this second time around for him, that Dolphin thing was a long time ago.
Yeah.
That went from LSU to the Dolphins. That was a national championship. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, all those years at Alabama.
You think he still wants to coach?
I'd get in my plane and fly to Tuscaloosa, Alabama and talk to him about it.
Who do you think feels younger, Saban or Belichick right now?
That's a good call. Yeah. That's a good call because
Belichick feels 17 years younger right now.
He does. He absolutely does.
Never had so much vigor in my life.
You're absolutely right about that, Lucius. I just wonder about, though, would Nick Saban be that guy that could get you through a tough? Because you're going to need team building. You're going to need discipline. You're going to need accountability. You know, you're going to have to redo this thing.
Yeah, Saban made a Dolphins player cry at practice when he was the head coach there. I can't remember the guy's name. I think he was a defensive tackle or an offensive lineman. Giant dude, and you see little old Saban ripping into him. This dude is literally coming to tears on the practice field.
He wants the details right.
I think the Cowboys need that, but also, like,
if you were hiring an old coach.
Yeah, I'm going Saban.
I'd go if you were saying,
I mean, Saban would be at the top of my list, old or young. I mean, he'd be right up there.
I was just thinking, if you're considering Bill Belichick, you ought to consider Nick Saban, too.
But Saban's going to command big dollars, and Jerry's not paying that.
Well, but
maybe he will, but it would be the first time.
To me, you've got to. You go out and hire Nick Saban, if you're Jerry Jones, holy geez. Now you're this thing's going
in
the right direction.
Hiring Parcells.
Yeah. Maybe even better.
And that does seem like a much more Jerry-type thing to do. You know, there's so many different ways that this thing goes away from Prime and to somebody else, you know. And I think wanting a veteran coach, wanting an older guy is definitely the way that Jerry would want to push it. I think the trustability factor is huge, unfortunately, with Jerry. I think that. But also, with the big signing bonus for Dak Prescott, we see with head coaches how Jerry doesn't even want to part for $3 or $4 million. For a guy that's not actively working. How about signing the big deal, giving the signing bonus, and then trading him away? It seems like there are so many like big things. But again, the update on the story was a source close to Dion says he is willing to go to the NFL, leave Colorado, if the team that drafts Shador wants to hire him. That's interesting. We'll get the Cowboys.
That's pretty cool, though, in the fact that he coached Shador since Little League.
Yes.
And he's followed him up every single level, even coached him in high school at Texas Christian.
Yeah, it's
pretty cool, man.
It's so fun, you know, and I think he probably looks at it like, maybe I don't have any more time to coach my kid. Maybe this is the last couple of games,
but is
there another opportunity in the NFL? And how much he loves that, I think, you know, a team would be wise to use that as leverage to, you know, get their next quarterback candidate.